Welcome back. Our guest today, Leon Patillo, is riding high on the Christian music charts back in the 80s. And then the 90s come, and Leon Patillo disappears from Christian radio. Well, we asked him what happened during that time.
Well, I decided to go a little bit more visual. I wanted to do TV. And so I decided I would talk to TBN about doing a show. And I've been working with Koinonia Foster Homes for, maybe 13 years now. And at the time, we were about halfway, in our relationship. And I wanted to find a way to give them more visual and to, at the same time, be able to do some of the antics that I had been thinking about for TV. I had always wanted to have a show that would introduce a lot of the Christian artists that were popular. And I was having a Bible study up in Bel Air. I was living there in the early 90s. And Candy Staten called me one day and asked me to fly to Atlanta and to help her do something for some kids that she, really felt that she wanted to help. And I said, well, how much? She said, just come. She said, it ain't a pay thing. I said, okay. So I got on the plane and went and did that for her. She was so excited about it, too. When TBN called her to do a show, and they told her she needed a co-host. And right away, she just called me and said, well, Leon's the one, because he gave himself benevolently. He said, I'm just going to, use him as my co-host. So I started co-hosting the show with her. The producers, again, there at TBN, started questioning me about just like you're doing, and I said, well, I've always wanted to have a show of my own. They said, really? And they said, what kind of show? I said, well, something where I could introduce my friends that have just recently got saved that are kind of noted people. And they said, well, what kind of people? I said, well, like Smokey Robinson and Billy Preston and, Philip Bailey and Donna Summer, these people. Like, he said, could you get a hold of those people? I said, yeah, I think I can. I said, they're friends of mine. He said, well, if you can get a hold of those people, he said, I will give you your own show in 3 weeks. I said, no kidding. And he said, yeah. He said, well, what would you call it? I said, well, they're my friends. I said, well, this is called Leon and Friends. And so we ended up doing Leon and Friends for about 4 years. Koinonia was a sponsor of the program, so it really was neat because we really got a chance to expose Koinonia to a lot of other parts of the world, and we're getting a lot of kids placed because of that show.
Here's another one of his big hits, I've Heard the Thunder, Leon Patillo on Streets of Gold.
Sometimes the voice of misbehavior can get the best of me.
songs you never thought you'd hear on the radio again. This is Streets of Gold.
Now, that is one big spelling contest for you, and you'll always win that, too. J-E-S-U-S. A big organization Leon Patillo is involved with is Koinonia Foster Homes.
Well, I was working with World Vision, and we were having a great relationship, and we were doing a lot of things all over the country. But I kind of felt like I wanted to help an agency that was a little smaller. And the only reason this happened is because Miriam Golden, who is the director of Koinonia Foster Homes, called me one day, actually through my manager. She called and asked if I would be available to help produce, you know, a couple of recruitments. And so my manager had told her already there's no sense in me calling Leon because, you know, you don't have enough money to do it. And she said, well, just give him a call anyway. So Bill called me and we talked, and I said, man, I've been looking for someone to pour my life into. And so he told me that this woman had raised 37 foster children and 4 natural. I said, you're kidding me. I said, that's the kind of people I want to work with. So I told Bill, call her back and tell her yes. So we started hooking up around 86, and we just started doing, you know, wherever we went. I mean, it didn't even matter. Little churches, churches with air conditioning, churches without air conditioning, churches with heaters, no heaters, you know, singing over a little tiny microphone or speaker system. And sometimes we're in huge places, but it doesn't matter because we have been able to place a lot of, you know, kids off of the street, and they have been caught in the system, you know, in good Christian homes. So I'm really appreciative to Cornelia for Miriam and for the staff. I think she's got like 200 something odd staff now. When I first met her, she had maybe, you know, 40, 50 people, but she got a big staff, and we got a lot of kids placed now. So I'm just thankful that God has given me the opportunity to work together with her.
From his 1986 album, Love Around the World, here is One Thing Leads to Another. It's Leon Patillo on Streets of Gold.
You're gonna read what you saw.
One thing does lead to another. It's taking step by step and maturing more like Jesus in our lives every day. That's Leon Patillo with that reminder on Streets of Gold. So what is Leon Patillo doing today?
Well, at this point, I am pastoring a church, believe it or not. I started a church in Long Beach, California, and it's called The Rock House. We started about a year and a half ago, and we meet two blocks from the Queen Mary in a little restaurant called The Reef. And we've actually just recently moved there. We were in a hotel first, then we moved to The Reef. And it's just the most fabulous thing. And one of the things I've wanted to do with the churches, I wanted to start planning different churches all over the country with either musician slash pastors in the head position as the chief pastor, or someone that's just a little different than you would ordinarily see pastoring a church, like a female, or maybe somebody out of a whole another line of work that you never would thought would end up pastoring. But I want to start rock houses all over the country. So now I've got three. I've got one in Long Beach, one is in Mexico, Rosarito Beach, and we have another one in Phoenix, Arizona. And so I'm just we're just starting, but we're getting them planted. They're little small churches. They're not huge, but you know, we're hoping as time goes along to be able to get them to grow and to spread out all over.
Here's one last song from Leon Patillo on today's program. Isn't It Crazy on Streets of Gold?
Yeah. Oh,
From his 1987 album called Brand New, that is Leon Patillo and Isn't It Crazy on Streets of Gold. Oh, we did ask him one last question. Do you still keep in touch with Carlos Santana?
You know, I went to the Grammys. He and his wife and their children came to a church I was going to in Santa Cruz. And they ended up receiving the Lord, and this was in 89. But here recently, I kind of been listening to some interviews and stuff, and I've been noticing that he's talking a little funny, like, you know, his Buddhist ways before we, you know, when I met him, he was Buddhist. And I just said, I went to the Grammys with one thing in mind, just like my mama prayed about me, get him. Yeah. So, and that's what I wanted to do. I said, Lord, I just pray that you'll give me the words to minister to him that maybe he will, you know, turn around. And I went backstage, hugged everybody, didn't get a chance to see him. But the next day, a friend of mine was at the airport and saw him and got a chance to witness it to him. So, you know, it was really a neat thing. You know, God always answers prayer. There's always something that he does. You know, when you send up a prayer and say, Lord, I want you to do this and that, and that, especially if it's according to his will. Oh, he is just so excited to do that. So I haven't had as much one-on-one time with him as I'd like. But, you know, I'm still praying for him and still hoping that everything will work out. And I'm so glad that this new album has gone where it's gone, because it's given me a chance now to do a lot more interviews. People are calling me from all over the place. I'm going places because of, you know, being formerly of. So, and I'm taking all the royalty money and putting it into the church. So, because whenever he tours, or whenever his records take off, then my royalties change, because I'm kind of connected with the infrastructure there. And I do pray blessings on him. And all you guys that are listening that are good, you know, prayer down righteous folks, man, just know the prayers of a righteous man avail much. So just send those prayers up for Carlos and his family.
And that was, by the way, at the 2000 Grammy Awards that Leon Patillo went to. And thank you so much, Leon, for taking time out of your schedule to chat with us today. My name is Larry Wayne. More Christian music oldies still to come.